Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 125, episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist,
yeah.
A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers,
fuck,
fuck Fox News,
fuck,
and fuck the Wall Street Journal.
Fuck them.
Hell yeah,
I said it.
For real on that one.
Yeah, they're keeping their coronavirus content behind a fucking paywall.
So is the New York Times, to be fair. I tried to click on can I take my dog outside, and it's like, give me a dollar and maybe I'll fucking tell you.
Give me a dollar and maybe I'll show you an article
on.
As of
like 20 minutes ago at this recording, just said that you can access all coronavirus content for free, but you do have to like give them your email and
blood sample.
Email and all that. Blood sample,
right.
Yeah.
I'll give you.
Right.
O palsy.
It's actually O palsy. It's Friday, March 20th, 2020. My name's Jack O'Brien, aka Saving Private O'Brien, aka Sweat Me If You Hand, aka Joe versus the Potato, aka Gnarly Wilson's War, aka Extremely Loud and Incredible Leaf Blows, Leaf Blower Ref, aka Cole Gassed Away, and aka Yeatless in Seattle. Those are amazing Tom Hanks related AKAs, courtesy of Trike Gang at Just CDZ AKAs.
That is so good.
And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Oh, don't get blamed for spreading germs around you. Stay home and drink cold brew instead of getting shamed. Don't get blamed. You acting kind of shady, not hanging out lately. Why the sudden change?
I'm just adding things because I need to keep singing for my own well-being. But thank you to Christy Yamaguchi Main at Crispy Meme Donut for that wonderful Destiny's Child themed AKA.
And Miles and I are thrilled to be joined, as always, by our co-host, Jamie Loftus!
I see quarantine, red noses too,
Oh, no.
Locked in a room, just me and you. And I think to myself, I'm a boss whom is girl. I see miles of gray.
Row.
And Jack O'Brien, second rate all day, while Trump goes online. And I think to myself,
row.
I'm a boss whom is girl. I kind of have a good Louis Armstrong. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a Michael Scott character.
There's, yeah. Michael Scott did a Louis Armstrong at some point, right?
Michael Scott has done any kind of problematic impersonation.
Yeah, I'm like, possibly, yeah. And any impersonation. How does one do a Louis Armstrong impression?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's a cough from just trying to go too deep in my register.
You have to do damage to your vocal cords.
You got it. There's no way to survive a good Louis Armstrong impersonation.
Yeah. Well, guys, how's everybody doing? How's everybody hanging in? Quick check-in.
Good. Running. I'm running.
Yeah.
You're running.
Yep.
Up and down the past day. There's kind of like some fun dystopian activities going on in my neighborhood. I like went on a walk.
Ooh.
I went on a walk last night, around sunset, around like a more secluded area, because I read on a website without a paywall that you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
There were people like riding ATVs down the street. It was like really
oh shit!
It was like chaotic, but it was fun. It was like parents and kids just like zooming ATVs down that. Like I was like, oh, it's really quiet around here. It's like almost a little freaky. And then I almost got like hit by an ATV immediately. So we're chilling
yeah,
over here.
I mean, this is the closest we've come to like the abandoned landscape of an apocalyptic movie. I'm assuming people are going to eventually start doing some of the things like riding dirt bikes around, jumping them off of.
I wonder if like buildings. Philly is lit right now. Everybody's on their bikes doing wheelies
right.
and shit.
Because
I know right by my house last night, there was definitely some street bikes like going the fuck off, like up and down the street. So I think when the cats are away quarantined, the mice will play.
It's fun. I mean, right now it feels kind of like the level of dystopia that's more kind of like, you know, the part of Jimmy Neutron right after all the parents disappear and all the kids like pee in the shower and run around.
Nah, not too savvy when it comes to the Jimmy Nooch.
Hey, I guess I'm the Jimmy Neutron scholar of the group. Yeah. Jimmy Neutron.
Wait, why did the kids have to wait until their parents are gone to pee in the shower?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know you
could pee
in the shower before I saw Jimmy Neutron. I wasn't allowed to take showers when I was a kid. Is that fucked up?
What?
Anyways.
What do you mean? Like you weren't trusted to take a standing bathing? Sir, I don't even know what the words are. You were trusted to stand and bathe?
Yeah.
Bathing experience?
Sitting bathing only. And then...
Sitting...
sitting bathing only in our house for some reason with your cousins.
Yeah. There you go. That's like Japan,
though.
Let's
tell
them
what we're
going
to talk about today, guys. There's a lot of dystopian shit to get to. So we're going to talk about Netflix is being asked by the EU to slow the fuck down to keep the internet from buckling in Europe, and people suspect that might be coming to the United States soon. So many people are streaming Netflix content that it's gobbling up all that bandwidth, all that sweet, sweet bandwidth out there. I'm going to ask the question. Yesterday, I asked the all-important question, does the song American Pie still make sense in this post-coronavirus world? Even in retrospect, that seems like a stretch to me one day later. But I'm going to ask if celebrities still make sense after that amazing rendition of Imagine featuring all our fave celebs.
Some pretty major betrayals in that video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. Some of my faves. Some of my faves are out here. And I wonder if it's just, you know, in this new reality, if they no longer make sense.
I mean, Gal Gadot, we already know that she's bad, bad, bad.
Oh, I thought that's who you were talking about, because that's my favorite celebrity, who I trust the most.
Oh, no. I have such bad news for you.
Oh, no. What happened?
But Kristen Wiig, top five anime betrayals. Like Sarah Silverman, ow. It's all, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they thought they were doing something good. That's the only benefit of the doubt I can give them.
It ends up being just like a look at a lot of really nice houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really blame anybody except Gal Gadot, who like seemed to have really put a lot of thought into it. Otherwise, it seems like people were just like, oh, yeah, she wants to do a thing. They didn't necessarily know how it was going to be formatted or presented, and that she would be like, I've been thinking a lot philosophically lately. the post, incredible.
Zoe Kravitz looks like she's being held hostage.
Yeah. There's an anti-malaria drug that might be promising in how it is able to treat COVID-19. So we're going to talk about that.
Right. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We just don't know. Test availability is still a kind of a central question. And it seems like it's sort of a hole at the middle of all the coverage of the coronavirus spread, because it's all like any numbers we get are purely based on like how available testing is there. Like people are talking about a New York spike overnight, and it's just that they started testing more. And so now we can see that it's everywhere, which I think is the case basically everywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to speak directly to Ron DeSantis, which might become a recurring segment where we just speak directly to Ron DeSantis. We're going to look at all the different age groups that are affected, because it's not just the olds like we thought. But before we get to any of that, guys, let's just do a group sesh of one each total search history. Does anybody have a search history they want to share?
I Googled the lyrics to Tub Thumping because I want the celebrities to do Tub Thumping next. They're like, singing when we're winning.
Yeah. I think that needs to happen. Yeah. I agree. We need to put it together, you know, because we are all feeling philosophical at this moment.
So. And, you know, just deep as fuck too, you know, like,
yeah,
honestly, I'm pretty sure I know what the world needs based on my very narrow worldview.
Also, Imagine is literally about like socialism. So whatever. Tub thumping now more than ever. Whenst one gets knocked down, one must get up.
Remember,
again.
You're never going to keep me down.
Never.
Yeah. I searched for how to make Russian dressing.
Oh. Okay. How?
Because I'm trying to make a Reuben, but I did not find Russian dressing at the store, but I read a lot of things where like you can make it. So now I'm just trying to make my Russian dressing.
there's also a development that you might have missed, Miles. There's a fight going on between Sonny and Flea.
Just
keep trying to break up the fight.
Are they fighting over cigarettes?
They're fighting. The thing is, like, yeah, the cigarettes are nearest us. I can't afford enough cigs for them both, so they're supposed to share. And they don't share. Sonny sometimes gets excited. He eats the entire cigarette. That sets Flea off. And they both have withdrawals. This is actually a whole thing today.
You should just start going like live, like domestic pet fights over cigarettes, because we'd have no more sports to watch.
This is going to be Miles, a new, yeah.
Is Russian dressing close to Thousand Island dressing? What's Russian dressing?
It's
like?
Basically what I found out is that like the difference is Thousand Island is sweeter, and Russian dressing has more of a hip tang.
Hip tang?
Yeah, like there's a little bit more spice to it. Like,
got it.
There's more spicy flavor, like whether you add a little horseradish or like chili sauce or something, where Thousand Island is basically using like, you know, using those pickles or relish to give you a little sweetie.
Well, sweetie, sweet.
is, I evicted the animals. Does anyone?
Oh, wow. Okay, landlord.
There, sorry. Yeah,
there's been a hold on evictions.
Not the way I, not the way I. Okay,
please remove the rose from your display name on Twitter.
There, I'm a regular. Who are the comedian landlords? It's Hannibal Buress and then someone
Hannibal.
Else.
Hannibal Buress, yeah.
And then so many people. I know waves, so many people in the that musician no, so many waves. Musicians. So many musicians are landlords too.
Yeah. If you know an artist is someone who's like, I'm a cool artist and they're also a landlord, call them out. But I did just evict my animals. Is French dressing good? Do people hate French dressing?
You know, I never developed a relationship with French dressing, and maybe that's my fault. But I
think that's like a less creamy Russian, right?
Yeah, like there's no Russian got some chunks in it, right?
Right.
Yeah, French's. No, no.
I don't
chunks.
Know. People are salad dressing. Zeitgang is probably screaming into their phones.
I
thought French dressing was more of like a. It's not like creamy, right? It's like more of a vinaigrette.
No, it's like a sweet red.
It's like kind of yeah. You're like you get the you know mayonnaise isn't involved, but it's like not too far away from the. It's really thick. And
it's really thick and sweet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to love it so much. My family can't cook for shit. So we would just put salad dressing on every meal. And French was my vice.
Your jam.
Yeah. Wow.
So wait, are you going to make the Russian dressing, Miles?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I have mayonnaise. I have some ketchup. I also have some like a little bit more interesting ketchup that has a little more flavor to it. And I definitely have prepared horseradish. I'll mix into that. I got, apparently there was no rush on sauerkraut at the store. Hey. So I got me some sauerkraut. Unfortunately, there was no rye bread. There's no rye. So I had to go with wheat. But you know what? I think it'll still be a tasty combination. I got Swiss cheese and the smoked meat. So I'm good there.
Yeah. Hey. Bread is still gone everywhere. Eggs are still gone everywhere. Let's talk about what's underrated, and I want to call out travel agents for being underrated. Travel agent is helping super producer Anna Hosnier's mom get home, from Iran, which is huge, and you know,
bring her home,
bring her home, Anna. She was able to use a travel agent to do that. It's been my experience that travel agents are a thing that we assumed, okay, the internet exists, we have Kayak, we will never need travel agents again.
Oh.
But it's one of those things where if you can afford it, it's actually like they know all the people at the hotels, they know the people at the airlines, they can really make your life a lot easier. And get shit done. Get a relative home from Iran.
You can kick some travel agents' business right now by like asking them to like, I'm sure they know all the ways you can get a deal, or if you have any disposable income and you know you'll have to travel to like be able to take advantage of buying a flight in advance. But who knows? Yeah. Maybe the entire airline industry will go bankrupt and the government will nationalize airplanes. I don't know. Just an idea.
I feel like travel agents are resourceful. Like even if all the planes go under, they'll be able to like get you on a crop duster.
Yeah. They're like, I know a farmer who's going to be going through over that county. How are you with a parachute?
Yeah. How do you feel about parachutes? Okay. Not great with those. Okay. Well,
oh, and they're not tandem jumps solo.
What is something you guys think is overrated?
Hair and sleeping.
I was going to say maybe our lack of faith in humanity. I feel a lot of people are willing to just jump to the darkest conclusion right away.
Yeah.
And while I know there's plenty of evidence to see how selfish human beings are, there's plenty out there to see that there is also good in people. And many people who are willing to make sacrifices for the greater good. So I'm choosing to really, really like lean into that and see that happen around me, because there's plenty of cases to be like, yeah, well, it's everything's gonna go to shit or whatever. But there's also a lot of people who are willing to help each other, and they may not their moment may not have arrived yet, but I know there are plenty of willing people. And for the people whose moment has arrived, they're doing really great things. And I think that's something that should not go overlooked. But I think it's a bit overrated for, you know, a lot of the nightmare scenarios people are playing out in their heads in terms of like total collapse of society and things like that. I mean, hey, look, we've all listened to It Could Happen Here. It's definitely possible. But I think where we're at right now, I think it's very important to remember that we are able to lean on each other and we are able to help each other. And we should be open to helping each other as well, because that's how that's how we really avoid any kind of ugliness.
Well, I got
build up your self-esteem by doing esteemable things for other people.
I don't know. I've had to mute a couple people who seem to be capitalizing on this moment by just like reminding people that whatever. I don't know. Yeah, there is a lot of good stuff going on. I've been really encouraged to see teachers doing stuff online these past couple of days. It's both like very beautiful and very funny to watch. A lot of my mom's teacher friends, who are mostly women in their 50s and 60s, trying to figure out how to live stream. They don't know how to do it, but they're really trying. And it's I don't know. There's so many people out there who are like willing to help and do good things.
You want to add some extra cast to that situation? You throw in a classroom full of like 3 and 4 year olds who also don't know how that works, and try to get them to stay in front of their webcams as the class is going on.
And
it's amazing.
Sounds like a fucking mess. Like I do.
It's such a mess.
I love it. I hate that that's the situation, but I'm glad that it's like everyone is like actually making the effort to make it happen. And I was talking with a parent this morning who was like, yeah, just everyone's trying to figure out Zoom. I don't know. We're doing our best.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I wanted to say, because I missed the underrated. I want to say underrated, the movie Richie Rich with Macaulay Culkin.
Ooh, did you watch that yesterday?
I watched that shit last night.
Is it good?
I mean, no, it's not good, but it was. I was really surprised because like there's this whole thing. There's like an argument of this like factory manufacturing plant getting bought up. And John Larroquette is like the evil capitalist who's like, we got to shut the plant down. It's not profitable. And Richie Rich's dad, who's also the grandpa or the father of Lorelai Gilmore on Gilmore Girls.
Oh, like, Edward Herman? Oh, shit.
Yeah, RIP, rest in power. Yeah, he's like, no, we must not. We must keep the factory open. It's for the people. It doesn't matter about making money. We want to keep these people in jobs. And then John Larroquette actually schemes against the family to get Regina and Richard, I believe Rich, the father, killed by like exploding a plane that they're on, so then John Larroquette can take over the company, but he doesn't realize Richie wasn't on the plane, so he has to fucking do battle with the evil capitalist John Larroquette. But it's weird because he's like a billionaire, but Richie's whole vibe is
he does murder his parents.
No, he tries to, but like they knew. There's a moment. Okay, look, it's long winded, but there was an inventor who created a sniffing machine that you could point it at anything and it would tell you exactly what it was. So it'd be like beef hamburger. The other thing would be like, oh, this is chocolates. And on the plane he used it, he puts it on the box that had the bomb and it said TNT. So the dad's like, oh fuck that. So he's able to throw the bomb out before it blows a plane up, but it does enough damage that they're like marooned at sea. They eventually come back. But all that to say is there's a moment where Richie wants to return the factory to the workers. He's like, I want them to own it. And I was like, what the fuck, Richie?
Damn.
Okay. Okay, Mr. DSA Richie Richo in the building. Put a rose by your name, Mr. Rich. but like, it was just very, it was odd to see that. And the thing that really struck me as odd, I remember watching it a few times. Like, I remember it was one of those videos, like back in the day when you have your homie have VHSs you would always watch, like if you spent the night at someone's house. And that was one, I think we would always just watch passively. I was startled at how many moments started, like I started remembering like the flow of a scene or a joke that was coming. So take the time to watch something that you're like, I haven't watched that shit since I was 9. And it's weird how amazing your memory can be in that aspect.
That's amazing.
Did you notice at all that like your perception. Like, I had this experience with Teen Wolf where I rewatched it like 20 years after I had last watched it. And I realized that the shape of what movies should be is like heavily influenced by Teen Wolf, I think, because it was still like a perfect movie in my estimation when I watched it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't have movies like that where I'm like, this is the thing that like I like weigh all movies against. I'm sure subconsciously I probably do because we all have that, but I've not yet discovered that film for me.
I thought I was going to be okay because Jaws was like the main movie that I watched hundreds of times when I was a kid. But then I rewatched Jaws 2 and I realized I thought that was equally good to Jaws 1. And so my taste in movies is suspect.
Jamie, what's your movie like that?
I like a lot of terrible movies. My favorite movie, I think, ever right now is I Tonya. I Tonya, I think, is my favorite movie I've seen most as an adult. I saw it 9 times in theaters.
What did I Tonya usurp?
Overtake
Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, and before Titanic,
I feel like that's you and Caitlin's Jaws. That like you guys watched it hundreds of times.
I think it is. I could recite Titanic by heart. Like, it's just in my DNA. I love that shit so much. That, and I used to really, really love the 2004 Phantom of the Opera with Gerard Butler.
Oh, funny.
I know it's the worst. It's Gerard Butler.
Gerard.
Emmy Rossum barely doing a high school soprano, cannot sing. Patrick Wilson, who's amazing.
Oh, the singer?
Wow.
Patrick Wilson,
Patrick Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like an amazing, I guess he started as like a theater guy because he's a beautiful voice. Gerard Butler. If you want to hear some of the world's worst singing, like you think Cat singing is bad, you gotta listen to Gerard Butler's The Phantom. It's like it's really bad.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about the butthole cut of Cats?
They want the butthole. I just keep seeing release the butthole cut on the internet.
I've got you. Okay, so film writer / great writer Ben Meckler tweeted out like, you know, what the world needs now is an oral history of Cats that make everybody feel better. And kind of as a joke, but then someone replied saying that their friend was a video effects editor who had been hired late last year specifically to edit out 400 buttholes from Cats.
Oh.
And so now people are saying or speculating that there is a butthole cut out there and to release the butthole cut. A lot of people are asking because I think everyone is just like so bored and looking for things to feel positive about. A lot of people are asking for weird shit to be released. I sent this to you guys yesterday, but the release the bat was really funny to me. Okay. This is a tweet, a very well-intentioned tweet that really made me laugh from @batsource. It says, we probably won't get anything official for the Batman until at least June due to coronavirus. So I think it would be great if Matt Reeves would please show us a picture of Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne to hold us over. # show the bat. He was really trying to make the bat happen.
Dude, just show us the bat, dude.
Show us that
Let
bat.
Let me see that bat.
I'm out there and Matt Reeves is
pull that bat out real
honey,
quick.
You show us the bat.
Show that
show that bat. When you see the ROI on fracking, honey.
Oh yeah. All right, guys, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with a myth and news.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And guys, what's a myth? What's something people think is true or false that you know to be the opposite of that?
My myth is that you can't get dunked on when you're trying to help people.
facts.
So I went to donate blood yesterday at the Red Cross, and it's, first of all, everyone should do it. It was very heartening to see that there was like an intense social distancing thing in place because so many people wanted to donate blood. That's great. Waited my turn, went in, and they were like, sorry, your blood fucking sucks. We don't want
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the second time it's happened to me. It happened to me a few weeks ago, and they're like, come back in 2 weeks. Your blood's just getting all thickened up. Don't worry about it. You just gave blood. Because I gave blood at the beginning of February, and that went fine. And then I came back in March to give platelets, because you can give those every 2 weeks. And so they're like, yeah, come back in a month and you can give platelets. I was like, great. And then they're like, actually, your hemoglobin is dog shit. Why don't you leave and then come back in 2 weeks? And like, so I made an appointment for yesterday.
You go work on that. And go work on yourself, Jamie.
Why don't you go to the gym?
I was taking iron supplements. I was like, seriously, I was like, I want to do it. It would make me feel better to be able to do it. And I went in and my hemoglobin was fucking worse. And the nurse was like low-key roasting me. She was very funny and very nice. But she was like, she pricked my finger and was like pushing the blood out. And she's like, kind of watery, don't you think? I was like, okay.
Yo, this bitch got watery blood over here.
And she was just like, just necessary? So you know, it should be a little thicker than that.
Thanks.
Wait, the last time it was too thick, or last time it wasn't thick enough also?
It wasn't thick enough, and then I came back and it was even less thick. It's getting, my blood
I would rather
is
have thin
thicker.
Blood than thick blood, Jamie. If I, you know?
Yeah.
You want the thin blood. You don't want that thick shit that's going to clog up your
veins.
You know
veins. What they say, though? Blood is thinner than water.
They do. That's what they say.
In my case, that might be true. So if you can give blood, you should go and tell them that my blood is good.
Also, okay, everybody go to the Red Cross just with a note that says, yeah, Jamie Loftus' blood is good. Please
take
let her.
It.
Let her.
She wants to get rid of it so bad. Like the, but yeah, they told me my blood is bullshit and to get the fuck out. And so I did.
Yeah. And also shout out to hemophiliacs whose blood can't clot. Also bad to have blood that's very thin. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Miles, what is your myth?
My myth is that these fucking young people need to take this seriously. Now, yeah. I know it's not, I'm sure there are cases all over where people have seen young people out and about acting like nothing is going to happen, living with that youthful hubris.
Those Miami spring breakers, you see that video?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Those kids did not look healthy.
Yeah, so I just want to play a video really quick of one of these spring breakers.
Oh, okay.
Who is just like a montage of them.
These are the sick looking people. Yeah.
Yeah. These are all the kids who have like the rosiest cheeks. Could just be from being really drunk. I don't know. TBD. But I just, so everyone can kind of hear from the mouths of these Gen Z kids why they are not going to let something like a global pandemic fuck up their spring break.
From the mouths of babes, indeed.
If I get corona, I get corona. Babes. At the end of the day, I'm not going to
stop God.
Partying. You know, they don't look well.
We've been waiting for...
He looks like he's wearing stage makeup in a play about tuberculosis.
2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
Why are they so red? What the fuck?
Other than go to the bars on the beach and then closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we still go, but, like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing, but we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Wow. Yay. So thoughtful, yeah. Everybody. The some of the reasons I'm turning 21, I can't be stopped. I think they're blowing this way too out of proportion. They need to worry about other things. Now, some of those things are true, and I understand the spirit of it, but my goodness, these kids do not understand what we're trying to prevent. They really are just out there as if their mom is saying, don't go to spring break, you're going to catch a cold. That's not what it is. It's don't go to spring break because there's a global fucking pandemic that we're still learning about. We don't know what the transmission rates are. We don't know who's infected. We don't know how to combat this quite yet. It's going to do so much damage to the economy. We don't know what's going on. Please stay the fuck home. And the myth is that, you know, a lot of these young people, they're sort of like, it's getting blown out of proportion because I think there was a mistake made in the beginning to obviously not cause panic, but to sort of put this idea out that young people don't need to worry, that it's really a problem for the elderly. Now, while that is true on some level, it's more that it is more the fatality rate is higher for the elderly, but that doesn't mean that you won't be hospitalized due to how bad it gets. It just means it'll be so bad you have to go to the hospital, but you'll probably live. Don't worry about it. It's all good, because there's a new study that came out from the CDC that essentially is telling us, based on the cases they were able to look at early on, they're looking at all the people that have been hospitalized. So that's about 508 patients in this specific study. 38% of those people that were hospitalized were between 20 and 54.
Right.
So that's nearly 40%. So that doesn't, I think, you know, the idea that because you're young and it's all good to fuck around and not consider everyone else, I think is just completely, completely wrongheaded. It's destructive, dangerous. And again, the stakes aren't you're going to get a cold. It's the effects on the economy. It's effects on their own jobs. It's effects on their community. So again, yeah, this idea that, hey, man, it's all good, spring break has to go on. No, fuck that.
It doesn't have to. Yeah. And I get like, I don't want to be like an old head being like, you got to stay inside. But it's just like,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Like if you really don't give a shit about whether you get sick or not, like you have to think about other people. And yeah. you can't make the big sweeping generalization of like, well, old people fucked up the world. That's absolutely true, but that doesn't mean that you could just kill them. And it right. also like it not I don't know. It is like a it's frustrating.
Killing a lot of people.
Like I get why people, especially young people, feel kind of nihilistic about it in some ways, but it's like you got to think outside of yourself. And
yeah, it's still a world
it's like
will be
selfishly
living
it's selfish nihilism, you know. It's yeah. if they were like taking a stand while doing something boring, that would be one thing, but they're taking a stand to go out and get drunk and, you know, go on spring break. So
here's,
like,
yeah, and,
well,
yeah.
here's a tip, kids. You can get drunk at your house. It's allowed.
Cheaper.
It's cheaper. It's allowed. It's fun. I was, yep. yeah. I had me and some friends from high school last night. We were having a Franzia stream. We were fucking pounding
space bags,
slapping the fucking bag, and
space bagging, bro.
And talking about high school, like
space
you can,
bags.
You can,
space bags.
Yeah, just rip, hit a couple space bags later, bro.
I've honestly been shocked and appalled at how easy it's been for me to get a box of Franzia. There should be a nationwide shortage of Franzia.
Yeah.
We should all be slapping the bag, old school.
Fucked
but we're,
priorities.
One of, but we're not.
One of the best things I've read on, like, in since this epidemic kind of sent us all, marooned us, to borrow a phrase from Miles's recap of Richie Rich.
Thank you.
Was a thing talking about parenting, and it was like, the first and most important thing you can do as a parent is lower your standards for what is acceptable parenting. And I think you could say the same thing about drinking. Like, you can drink at home by yourself now. That's all right. We're
yeah.
We're
I mean,
a...
I think it all depends. Obviously, if you're in recovery, you know, let's not have to use this time to slip and slide. But
right, course,
I see a lot
of
bored people, too. I think a lot of people are taking up weed in L.A. more than anything.
Yes.
They're like, because most people in LA will be like, dude, or I know a lot of people like, look, if I smoked weed, I'd just be at home all day, like fucking doing nothing. And I wonder how many weed demons are on people's shoulders right now being like, hey, you're at home all day doing nothing. Remember when we used to play Halo together? And see what kind of reactions those are bringing out of people. Because I feel like the weed stores are pretty popular also right now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do mushrooms on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to come
live
in.
Live stream?
Yeah, I'm going to come in on Monday and be like, guys, I've got some fucking ideas.
You know, you'd be like, guys, I've got some news. You won't believe what I learned this weekend.
We are actually so fucking small. And
there's actually nothing, man, because when you think about the universe, like, we're insignificant. We're like a pinprick, okay? So
it's actually fine.
So... one thing that just as we're kind of tracking how this is spreading, that was like kind of one of the biggest revelations of the past 24 hours was that it's more common, like 40% of people being hospitalized are on the younger side. Yeah. Another thing that seems to be, I don't know, it's like a central detail that the main thing people are using to track it is how many people have the virus, but it's so tied to testing. Like, it's just it just seems like the numbers in New York spiked Wednesday night because a bunch of tests became available, and it's been spreading undetected for close to a month now. You know, there's no smoking gun that the Trump administration did anything to actively prevent testing as the main reason it's been so slow, but it does seem like they're actively not doing shit to get the tests out, and they keep saying it's horrible, everyone should have a test that needs one, but we keep not having enough tests everywhere in the country. And
yeah
I don't know, people made a big deal when West Virginia had its first case. Like, it's even reached West Virginia, but it's been in
there.
West Virginia. Right. They just tested somebody in West Virginia. Like, that's, I don't know. It seems very, when you look at like where the U.S. compares to Italy and South Korea in terms of testing, it's just, it's very, very slow. And Italy is, you know, had a big problem with not testing. And, you know, South Korea seems to be the standard that we should all be aspiring to, in the sense that they made testing very available and they were able to get a handle on it.
Flatten that curve, baby.
And test as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, it's so slow, but it does seem like at least some response on like the state and city level is starting to happen. It's still, I don't know, I'm still really frustrated with a lot of it, but there are like city services seem to be expanding and becoming accessible to more people.
Right.
But it's still like, even in the midst of that, like ICE was allowed to go out yesterday
and
like
detain people. Yeah.
And detain people. There was encampments in Echo Park were still raided and taken down like yesterday. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? So I think, you know, if you just stay vigilant in your area, stay connected if you can, with just like on a local level as well, because it's like there's a lot of disconnect where our mayor yesterday said, oh, there's going to be 6,000 beds that are going to be available for local unhoused people, but then the same day you have encampment sweeps happening. So if there is like a local place where you can get news on what's happening with your neighbors, you should try to do that.
Yeah, I think even just with how the White House is handling even the questions about testing reveals how they're fucking it up so poorly. Because it's never like, they can never give a detailed answer to actually explain what the holdup is. It's like, yeah, man, we got to get these tests done, you know, rather than being, if they were really honest, they're like, you know, we're having a lot of difficulty getting these tests, but this isn't an administration that's willing to be transparent or be accountable for anything. So it's just a lot of hand-wringing and being like, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens out there. Just everybody stay inside for now, when really the reason why so many like other countries that have been able to get a handle on it is because they've been able to test people and identify the people who have it, go through all these contact traces to make sure like, okay, what are all the ways that this infected person may have connected with other people, locking that down as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, in this country, motherfuckers are partying on South Beach like Daisy Fuentes is about to pull up on a jet ski. And
I know.
And it's like,
wait,
really
Jamie,
bad.
You got that reference or no?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But
Daisy Fuentes, House of Style, Spring Break, 1992. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Dan Cortez about to come down on a fucking parachute and be like, oh, what up, y'all? I got my bandana on. But the real shit of it all is that, again, like I said yesterday, we've been in a terrible car accident, but we have not done an x-ray yet. We just know we've been in a terrible car accident, and we're not even doing the basics first, or at least emphasizing that. We're in such a state of disarray that we're having to like use all these emergency measures just to make sure our healthcare workers are protected through this. So, I mean, I think people need to really also be aware of just how poorly the administration's responded to this. And again, it's falling on people on the state level. There's no leadership at the federal level. So states are having to do what they can. And then local municipalities are having to do what they can.
And it's, and people are fucking up on every level. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
that they don't have enough information. People want to go outside because properly communicating the severity of this to people.
I still can't get a straight answer on whether I can take my fucking dog outside. Everyone's telling me a different thing.
I do feel like, I mean, there's all this like macro, like the way we're covering it is like very macro at like a huge level with where like people are treated as statistics. One thing that's been helpful for me, or at least I've found it reassuring, and I think we're all kind of figuring out what works for us in this new reality, but like just the New York Magazine, The Cut, had this article by Molly Fisher that was just like her account of the week that where like coronavirus became real to everyone, and like having like just really well-written, well-constructed descriptions of like different people's experiences of like during this was, I don't know, reassuring or like therapeutic to me. That's one thing that I wanted to suggest. Mm-hmm. There's also, on the other hand, a one woman Went to get tested in Westchester. 2 days later, two nurses in hazmat suits showed up at her door, tested all seven of the people in her household and told them they're not allowed to leave the house for 2 weeks. And
oh my God.
Just like gave them a packet with rules that they had to comply to. And it was, it's just, they're like, if you need food, call us.
If you need food, call us.
It's like the end of E.T. Just like all of a sudden these like hazmat suit people just show up at your door and are like, you are in quarantine.
Dude, Drew Barrymore back again.
Yeah, we can't stop.
Oh, another thing I watched last night, Charlie's Angels 2, Full Throttle.
Oh, wait, any good?
Scrape trash.
The first one is garbage. We did that on Bechdelcast not too long ago. But the second one, I have to imagine, is worse.
It starts off with like a fucking ridiculous portrayal of, I think, like a Mongolian drinking hall. Mm-hmm. Where the blonde white woman of Cameron Diaz comes to lure them and distract them. Anyway, McGee is a fucking visionary, I must say.
McGee, the fact that there is a working person that goes by McGee.
Hell yeah,
I mean, now more than ever.
It was the era, though, when music video directors had these like monikers where they were acting like super like cartoon villains. It's like, I'm X. Mr. X.
There was a time where like Mick G could have like positioned himself as like, because what didn't like Spike Jonze start by like directing music videos, and Mick G could be like, yeah, I'm like that. Yeah.
The Spike Jonze of people whose names are Mick G.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope Mick G is holding up in the choir, just cooking on some incredible shit in the choir. That would be terrific.
And that is spelled M, capital M, lowercase c, capital G.
Or his real name, Joseph McGinty Nickel.
There,
hell yeah.
From Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yeah, of course he's called Mick G. I love it.
Speaking of people who are indispensable at this time, I want to give a shout out to people who are still working in the grocery store, you know, not sleeping, putting themselves on the line. You know, them, in addition to healthcare workers, are really like the front line of this shit. Also, truckers apparently are being treated like shit. Like some of the places, like the shippers and receivers, are asking drivers to sign affidavits that they are not sick, and then they're not allowed to use the restroom or the buildings when they're like doing their pickups. They just like don't want drivers in the facilities because they want to keep everyone isolated. But it's like, we still need to treat each other like humans.
Aren't they set up a porta potty?
Right.
And truckers are treated horribly anyways that like,
right.
On top
well,
of
I
this,
think, yeah, like, this is the like, hope.
Frontline people are being treated horribly.
This is the hope, or the thing I'm holding out for, is that this crisis brings an emphasis on and attention to these kinds of jobs that we're like, I don't know why we need to pay these people like money at like a living wage. Cut to, we are fucking relying on them to keep us alive right now is why you need to pay them a living wage. Meanwhile, it's you know, we also overpay in so many other positions because of the way we're emphasizing the importance of occupations in our society. So I think... Yeah. I hope that that is also a thing that is born out of this. Sorry to derail this really quick. I just want to let you know the things that Mick G had directed. We maybe should have.
No. Okay.
Well, no. We're still talking about people whose contributions to society were always out of respect. Now,
actually, no. Jamie, go on. I'm sorry.
No. You were going to talk about Mick G and then just stop? We'll talk. Okay. We'll continue to display solidarity with the working class.
Always have solidarity with the working class on this show. Yeah. But just to let you know, Mick G was no fucking loser. Okay. Let me just run down some of his.
I would never
early.
He's a loser.
Let me just run down some of Mick G's early work. He produced Sugar Ray's first album and co-wrote several songs on their second album, including the smash hit Fly.
Wow.
Oh, wow. The song. Yes. I had a hit clip of Fly.
Also directed Smash Mouth's All-Star video, The Offspring's Pretty Fly for a White Guy video,
and
then directed documentaries on Korn and Sugar Ray.
He's okay, literally, and then, Corin liked the band.
He got the pop video of the year. He got the pop video of the year award at the Billboard Awards in 1997 for also doing Smash Mouth's Walking on the Sun music video.
Okay, that song actually slaps. Like, there are some Smash Mouth songs that are genuinely, like, really... Then the Morning Comes is my Smash Mouth slapper that I feel like is very underrated. Then the Morning Comes was my jam. McG is he's a dirtbag icon.
Yeah,
he literally
needs to make a biopic about McG. That'll be incredible. Like, the just that whole aesthetic of like dudes with frosted tips who are just like completely red.
It was like someone on their way to having the vision of David LaChapelle's like photography, but like, but then just like, rather than like doing the work, did a bunch of Adderall and read some books and said, yeah, I'm pretty sure I got this.
Got it. Yeah. Read some books is, you're being generous with your interpretation of his process.
I think
process.
By that, I mean, he looked at some like picture
read
books.
Some books. It's hard to say. Right. Going back to, so a quick solidarity, story and just a reminder for our listeners, if you have people in your life that you're concerned about. Another thing that was on my mind that I was curious if there was any writing about, and there's a little bit, is quarantine life for people in terms of like domestic violence situations. Obviously for a lot of people in a domestic violence situation, a quarantine is like, you know, infinitely worse, and the calls to hotlines has gone up by a pretty large margin in the past couple of weeks. So if you have someone in your life that you were feeling something is off here, there's maybe some concern there, I encourage you to, you know, it's a shitty conversation to have, and I've been on both sides of it, but like, you know, reach out. It's very possible, especially, I mean, where like so much of domestic violence has to do with power dynamics and control, and that people are feeling like there's a lot of control over their lives right now. So if you have a friend or a family member who's in what it maybe appears to be kind of a volatile relationship, just check in on them. And if they are in a bad situation, you know, like get in touch with someone and figure something out. Cause I'm always just like, so, you know, concerned that, I don't know. This is my second quar. My first quar was very brief because I was in Boston during the marathon bombing in 2013.
Oh, wow.
But I was quarantined for 2 days with like an abusive partner, and it was like really scary. Jesus. And where this quarantine is indefinite, check in on everyone. Yeah. Nothing is annoying. No check-in is annoying right now. So
yeah,
do it up.
No, it's almost like a duty to each other that we should really check in with each other as much as possible.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And one story that is, I don't know, somewhat interesting. This whole quarantine is kind of making me reevaluate how well I understand internet and how it is delivered to us.
Oh, no.
Because, hey, Jack, how do you open
PDF? How do you open PDF?
No, but they're saying that, like, they might have to ask Netflix to cap the amount of streaming that they're allowing people to do because...
yeah, it's eating up the bandwidth.
It's eating up so much bandwidth, which suggests that, like, there's more... like that there's just a global like pot of bandwidth that we're all drawing on, and if like one group is eating up too much of it, the other group suffers, which is not necessarily how I had really thought about internet service providers before this. Mm-hmm. I guess we're all like working with the same servers, right? So
should we start like downloading shit? What do we do?
Right.
BitTorrent.
Right, but BitTorrent is like one of the big culprits, isn't it? Like BitTorrent eats so much bandwidth.
Man, then we never win. Then we can never win. I think what they have to do is basically bring the streaming quality down so people aren't blasting straight up 1080p HD video into their homes. It's like,
"Oh yeah.
Right. We got it. Bring it down because that takes a lot of bandwidth, not just a term that you use when you want to shirk work in your corporate life." I don't know if I got the bandwidth.
Maybe this is something Zeitgang can explain, but like, I feel like I'm noticing a like diminished capacity. Like we keep having our like G chat or our Google Hangouts like dropped, which is not something that necessarily happened a lot to me in the past. I'm just wondering, like, is it the fact that I'm more reliant on it because we're all working remotely? Is it that everybody's
grid.
Working remotely, and so there's like more strain on it? Like, I've heard some people complain that, you know, they are home in an apartment building and there's a lot of people, you know, working and drawing on the same internet, and like that's fucking with their ability to get work done. I'm just wondering if that is, like, I know that that happens when you're at a big event, like it's like everybody, like you can't get a lot of service because everybody's trying to use their phones at the same time. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if like that's happening on a global scale right now.
I'm curious. I don't really understand how that works. Did y'all see the episode of Joe Pera this season where Joe Firestone's character is talking about the grid and how, I don't know. So has anyone seen that episode?
No.
Okay, first of all, Joe Pera Talks to You is always the most underrated in it because not every, I'll say it's underrated till every person on the planet has seen it.
Absolutely.
But
and it's got a second season, doesn't it?
Yeah, Isaac worked on the second season.
Hey.
Hey.
Swish. But But there's like an episode in the second season where Joe Firestone's character is like a major doomsday prepper. So I've been thinking about her character a lot. And she like just talked once about how like, yeah, actually the electrical grid is owned, or like the internet grid is owned by blah, 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 blah. And if one person gets mad, everyone loses their internet. Anyways, just something right. I think about. And you're just like, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. And you know, we're having to like rely on the internet speeds to like upload these episodes to our editor to like put them together, and it's just a thing.
DJ
like Dan. Yeah, DJ, which DJ Danil is incredibly patient and the best, but yeah, it's just a thing where I feel like the resources of bandwidth and you know, the speed that our ISPs are providing internet at is now something we all have to be conscious of and paying a lot of attention to. And that wasn't necessarily the case for me in the past. So
what do we now get to like tell film bros that like you can't watch things at the highest like resolution and not shut up about it? Is that fun?
Probably.
Dude, I'm not watching. I'll be fucking dead before I watch Pan's Labyrinth in standard def.
right. They're like, if I can't watch it in 4K, my favorite thing is when like a fucking like film bro goes off on you and is like, they want to watch the shittiest thing possible in 4K. They're like, right. You seriously think I'm gonna like watch a 30 Rock rerun in anything less than 4K?
We were just talking about how bad 4K looks for so many things.
It anyway, looks
especially
so,
like older shit. So it's like, yeah. Dude, no, just keep it at like 720.
Yeah, you're like, good, fam. You're like, they didn't want it to look this way. They weren't thinking that things could look that
they
way.
They didn't think you'd be able to see every pore on their face.
I don't want to see. Yeah, it's like, I don't want to see Alec Baldwin's pores. Yeah. I barely want to see Alec Baldwin. It's a compromise as it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of questions that I want to pose and have no way of answering, do you guys think celebrities still make sense in this new reality?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're funny. All right. They're funny.
But
so it's just celebrities being earnest doesn't work, maybe.
I don't know. It's tone deaf gestures that make me cringe. Right. And like, if we're talking about this Imagine video, I can see
we gotta
how,
talk about this Imagine video.
We're
it's
kind of always talking about this Imagine
art.
Video.
I can't imagine why we would talk about this Imagine video, but imagine a right. scenario like this in which the world is at a standstill and people who are self-important and thrive off the attention from groups, massive groups, need something to do and feel productive. I see the sentiment of having all these familiar faces smile at camera and sing one of these torch songs that most people know, but there's also this level that they're not connecting to of just sort of like the general fear and tension that people have right now about
right.
the uncertainty, right. especially financially. And to see yes. a bunch of people who are like broadcasting from like their mansions and like smiling like ain't shit going on
there's,
is like right. unnerving.
God, I mean, oh, yes. Okay, so Kate Raft, at Kate Raft on Twitter, she did a pretty cool thread that she like researched what some of the houses of the celebrities look like, and they're like, here's what this celebrity was like cropping out. Like Natalie Portman has this freaky ass like space mansion that she was just standing in front of a bush, but if you pull out, it's the scariest shit in the world. And like, obviously, I just feel like, okay, obviously celebrities are horrible, they'll never do the right thing. Gal Gadot is literally chaotic evil. But like, we need shit to talk about. Celebrities are a resource we need to do our job, right? Mm. And it's like, I don't know. I think it's funny and stupid. And
Jamie, realize that we as podcasters see an opening to be the new Gal Gadot's and Natalie Portman's of the world.
But we, yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, we're gonna take over. It is kind of funny. Imagine feeling useful. That's like,
yeah, right.
I think that, yeah, so the celebs, they're feeling useless. They're feeling bored. They don't understand what it's like to be a person. And I feel like it's a good boost to national morale for all of us to unite and call them fucking dumbs.
Yeah.
I think it also is probably bothering some people that the only people who seem to be able to get testing, like, without fail, are like people who play in the NBA and other celebrities.
Well,
and Idris Elba.
Idris Elba and like, I think, like, a lot of celebrities have gotten just tested without any symptoms. And that's like the only reason right. Idris Elba knows he has the corona is because
right. yeah.
he like was just like, I wonder if I have it. I'm sleepy. And it turned out that he had it. I mean, it's there. The inequality class wise there is next level. And as yeah. it pertains to the Imagine video, there's a lot of great celebrity betrayals, people that you're like, oh, I love this person. Oh no, why would they agree to do this? They're just yeah. fucking idiots, man. They're just dumb. They don't understand anything. And I think it's fun for us to all unite and be like, look at these
point
fucking
fingers.
Jackasses. Because you think they're actually going to help? Of course they're not.
I mean, yeah, that's where
I'm
that's
not
where I want to
like,
see
hold my
that.
Breath waiting for someone to do a
well,
good
I mean,
thing.
Yeah, some showrunners have tried to like put their own money into like keeping some of like the crews paid and things like that, because I know that's a big thing right now in LA is the amount of production that's halted,
yeah.
which is one of the main industries here. So there's a lot of jobs, not just here in Atlanta, like Vancouver, other huge production hubs. They're all experiencing the same thing, but. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe if with the celebrity thing, the thing that's going to change is maybe the nature of celebrity, where when we were like in the high flying times of like, yeah, don't worry, we're like running on fumes as an economy, but like we like to hold these other people up who live these like lifestyles that seem impossible that like keep us sort of aspiring to maybe back to people who are like doing really good. But I don't know. I think in the end, we always need sort of like these fantastic figures to sort of like look up to and dream. But I also, there's also moments where I'm like, ah, yeah, now that we're in a time like this, like people need like some really, like they need nourishment from people that have this much influence too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of like, it's net good that people have like, we've all generally like become very like the bullshit detector on like an insincere celebrity
right.
gesture is like, it's almost a uniting thing where it's like, it's less yeah. even the celebrity that matters, but the fact that we're all like, fuck you. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that's like the fun uniting factor here.
Yeah. It was like rich kids like riding by in their like convertible and be like, we're going to our fantasy island to like drink champagne all day. And the rest of us are like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Right. I don't need that shit right now.
I love it.
Well, real quick, for our quarantine activity for the day, it looks like the people at Hallmark Channel listen to Daily Zeitgeist.
Oh, 100%. Oh? Of course. We knew that, though. I mean,
hello?
Look.
Right.
The brands are listening, mate, because we make the culture, you know? And are everything you? We talk about here basically becomes the law of the land. Mm-hmm. And many people were sharing this article with me and the show because, you know, on Tuesday's episode, I was like, I think we just need to fully regress, put the Christmas decorations up. If time dilation is going to fuck us up, like, let's fucking go for it. Let's start time traveling. We can call this month fucking December if we want. And then we can make the 31st a whole new year and do 2020 over if you want to. But the Hallmark Channel, I think understand how much people love Christmas films because they're moving up like their countdown to Christmas movie marathon from this Friday, the 20th, up until the 22nd. And they've got they're opening up the vaults basically to show films that were probably not going to come out to the end of this year. So you can see Candace Cameron Bure's Christmas Detour. And you can also yeah. see Christmas in Rome starring Party of Five's Lacey Chabert, okay? And there are other wow. films with
Wait,
people like Kristen Chenoweth.
Wait, she's also Eliza Thornberry.
Huh?
Lacey Chabert? She's an icon.
What's Eliza Thornberry?
Miles. In the Wild, Thornberry is the cartoon. She
see, this
talks
is
to
where
animals.
This is the other is the other divide where I'm like Daisy Fuentes, Spring Break. I'm like, what the fuck is Thornberries?
What the Wild Thornberries?
Hey, she's what Thornberries?
Lacey Chabert is also in Mean Girls. She's Gretchen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm old though, so I know her from Party of Five.
Okay, fine.
And also Adrian Grenier from Entourage is in one of these films that's coming out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see
hold
him
on
doing,
to your butts
doing work. And then there's also other movies that are being released on VOD, but still pretty expensive. Like they're charging $20.
That's what's bothering me. Yeah, I'm kind of. I hope that changes and people aren't responsive to like, because I got AMC Stubs and they obviously everything's on pause there. But they're like, hey, you can like see a movie you were gonna see, but it's gonna cost more than a month's membership and you can only have it for 48 hours. I'm like, well, then who the fuck? I don't want to see Emma that bad. I want to see it like 15%.
Right. Yeah, yeah. If anything, start, yeah, bootlegging that shit on, put them on your Plex servers.
Yeah. Ooh. Birds of Prey came out, Trolls World Tour, Just Mercy, The Gentleman, Bloodshot, The Invisible Man, Emma, The Hunt, and Rise of Skywalker are some of the movies that came out early on demand.
But yeah, we're going to come out in the next couple of days.
Hey,
yeah, I don't think Zeitgang, that's going to work.
Zeitgang, for real, if you've got access to digital screeners, slide into my DMs immediately.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah, what you need is Plex.
I don't have it.
Oh, yeah, get Plex. And then Zeitgang, if you have a Liddy Plex server, hit us up because that way you can watch all kinds of media off the Plex server. And also, announcement, Plex. We also have a Discord server that Daniel hath set up for Zeitgang to congregate, exchange ideas, communicate, help each other, post memes, post adorable pet photos, just to keep everybody connected. Look at, you know, either my Twitter, the Zeitgeist Twitter, Daniel's Twitter. We've got the Discord going up. The link will also be in the footnotes as well, so be sure to check those out. But yeah, connect with us. We're on there from time to time, chatting with everybody. It's cool. The vibe, and you know, keep the vibes nice out there. You know how it is.
You do know how it is.
I'm excited. I've never been in a Discord, and I'm gonna try.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Guys, it's been a pleasure chatting with you as always. Where can people find you, follow you?
You can find me on twitter.com at Jamie Loftus Help.
Love that website.
It's bringing me nothing but good vibes these days. and Instagram at Jamie Christ Superstar. I'm doing a bunch of live streamed comedy shows in the next couple of days. Most of them are raising money for various causes. You can go onto my Instagram stories for more about that, and listen to the Bechdel cast. Our Black Swan episode just came out and it's really fun, and I'm still determined to become. Isaac caught me crying over being bad at ballet yesterday, so I'm back.
Hey,
in the
go
zone.
Hold on, you got to go easy on yourself, okay? This is not, you can't just go from zero to swan in a couple days.
Okay, so
Jamie,
maybe
it's
I was
not
crying
too late
I wasn't
to
a
become
swan.
A ballet dancer. You're 13.
I'm 13 14? Years old. Misty Copeland started when she was 13. I'm 13 now. I can make it happen.
I think with all this, with time being messed up, I think maybe you should be like, yeah, I'm 13.
I think when we come out of the quarantine, we can all lie about our age by a margin of about 5 years.
I'm going to go as far as 8.
Okay, do it. Yeah. I'm going to be like, because I'm 18, I'm going to say I'm 13.
There you go.
Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, I got a tweet from my friend Rob Wisman at Rob Wisman. It says, I think this virus is so infuriating because we can't see it. It would be sort of rad if we had to all team up and bash some little Mucinex guys.
Yeah, that would be tight.
It would be good.
Damn, they would get the fucking, oh my, I can't even imagine.
You just
gotta
give a face to the villain.
Yeah, like Americans are already so turned up. If there was like, hey guys, go group mob jump this fucking thing. Oh, no.
What would happen? Yeah it would be. It
those mutants, they would be like, whoa, I was just a weird caricature of a New Yorker.
He used to be TJ Miller. And then who did they bring in? Like Topher Grace or that account. That
let me
account
voice the Mucinex guy. Mucinex, you cowards.
Who is it? Coward. It's like Stifler does it now? I don't fucking know. It's not TJ Miller, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, there's a new product that's like a tanning bed for your phone that super producer Anna Hosnier showed to us that uses UV rays to disinfect your phone. And they had some pretty cool art of where it was like taking knives and killing little germ people on your phone. Oh, yeah.
Shank them.
Thought that was tight.
I liked it.
So maybe we can all just dramatize. Just do it. Picture that in our mind and we'll
just wave knives wildly into the air to knife the virus if it's airborne.
Miles, is there a tweet you've been enjoying and where can people find you? Put it out.
Yes, I do have tweets I like. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray, PlayStation Network, Miles of Gray, Discord, Miles of Gray. Also, my other podcast, 420 Day Fiance, where Sophia, Alexandra, and I, you know, spark one and talk about our favorite trash reality show, 90 Day Fiance, which if you have Hulu, they got a ton of that shit up there. And if you have On Demand, you can catch up with all that shit. Some tweets that I like. First one is from Sean Clements, at Sean Clements. A lot of people posting about the fun phone calls and text threads they've been engaged in during this. And I just want to say that I also have that happening in my life with just so, so many friends. the other one is from Dana Donnelly. She's the streak is alive with Dana Donnelly, at Dana Donnelly, D-O-N-L-Y. Her tweet is, discovering so much about myself in quarantine. Like, it turns out when I said I'll read when I have more time, I actually meant I'll never read, even when the world is literally ending.
Some tweets I've been enjoying. Shireen, Shirohiro, 666, tweeted, envious of everyone with dogs right now because of the opportunity / societal pass they give you to simply go on a walk outside. Meanwhile, I look like a freak walking around by myself carrying a poop bag. and Amos Posner tweeted, it's cool that the government initiated the Rural Electrification Act and funded the development of the internet so that years later, dudes in Oakleys across the country could log on and tell us how terrible government spending is. And that's just true. You can find me on Twitter, @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website and a, what's the group chat thing called again?
Discord server, Pappy.
And a Discord server where y'all can hang out. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's it going to be?
We are going to go out on a group called Zoot Woman. And they're just, I don't know where they're from. They just got like, you know, like a little electro poppy vibes from the early aughts. This is from their album called Living in a Magazine. And the song is called It's Automatic. And it's just got like, you know, easy listening. You know, if you like the song, stream the album, do some vacuuming. You'll be right as rain.
All right, we're going to ride out on that. We will be back this afternoon with an episode to tell you guys what's trending, and we will talk to you then.
Bye, Tulsi.
Bye. I've got a feeling it's automatic. I've got a feeling it's automatic. I've got a feeling it's automatic. I've got a feeling it's automatic.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.